It's Monday morning.
It's Monday.
It's February 12th. It's the day after the Super Bowl. It's a get started day. I got Jordan Cox hanging out with me. We're talking used EVs, Rivians, and Waymos on fire.
Oh boy, let's go. The people really want to know who I is and who I be. They stop and steal when they see me. If instead of once, no need to repeat.
I haven't done the drop in a hot minute. I haven't done the intro. And it's always a thing. It's always a thing, Jordan, because here's what, like, you know what the ramp up is. You know what the music is. We record this live. There's no post cutting or anything like that. You got to hit That's the right. downbeat. And so I'm just, now I'm excited. I feel like Monday's ready for me, you know?
You got to come in hot. That's right. And then you hit it out of the park. You're like, home run to start the day, right?
Ready to go. Did you watch the Super Bowl last night?
I did. What was your favorite part? Like, whether it's the ads, the game.
I mean, I'm a sucker for all the way to the death game, right? And so I could have cared less who won last night, but the fact that it went to overtime, they had a long second down, a long third down, and then a couple great plays to the end zone. Even just the orchestration, the commentators were freaking out about the last play, like the orchestration of the movement. It was like choreography in the last play. That got me. The commercials were meh. I got the biggest laugh out of the Reese's commercial. That's the one that kind of got me on the chuckle, you know. So, I don't know. What about you? What was your favorite moment?
You know, after, like, reflecting on it, it's probably the pregame part of it because you hear all of these personal stories about how either their parents or their grandparents knew that athlete was going to be someone someday and they believed in them.
Got you
and,
right in the like, old gut. Just,
I know. Like, man, it doesn't matter, like, what team they're on or who they are. And it hit yesterday, especially hard for some reason.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah, you got I'll tell you what it is. It's like the more kids you add to your household, it hits harder. That's always like every time you see like emotional stories with kids, the volume of kids in the household amplifies the number of gut checks you get in the year. Yeah. So that's what happened to you. That's what happened to you. Hey, we got 92 days to AsotoCon. We're going to have Will Gadara, who is the writer of Unreasonable Hospitality there, as our keynote speaker. He is the previous owner of 11 Madison Park, formerly known as the best restaurant in the world. And I see everybody in automotive talking about hospitality. I think it's going to be a really key way to close out the event. Also, the WOCAN breakfast is going to be there. So if you're a member of the WOCAN community or want to know what that's all about, you can register for the WOCAN breakfast, which will be the first morning, the Wednesday. It's the 15th. And you'll kind of get that time to network, get to know some new people, have like a buddy system to go throughout the rest of the event and be engaged in all the content and the conversation and the connections that we're going to be having there. I'm pumped about that. Also, just a little bit of a note, next week, February 21st at 1 p.m. Eastern, we're going to be teaming up with Upstart Auto Retail to have a webinar all about bridging the digital divide. They've got a survey of over 100 dealers that they're going to be sharing the insights, the understanding from that. You can go to asotu.com, scroll down just a little bit, and click on the link to register for that. You're not going to want to miss that. We've done a few webinars now with Upstart, and they are always insightful.
Great. Always great.
All right. We got to get into it.
Let's do it.
I think we get like a few more days to talk about NADA show and say those words in our conversations. The conversations were obviously centered a lot around EVs, from political policy to how things are going there, and the obvious turn in the market. But used market EVs are still something that are in high demand, but also heavily fluctuating. So the used market recently has seen a sharp drop of around 30% in the EV world. Despite small market share, used EVs are becoming more accessible though. So now with the pricing lower, you've got more accessible. Franchise dealerships last year sold around 180,000 used EVs, which are less than 1% of the market. So some opportunity there. Price incentives, price adjustments in new EVs and government incentives are expected to further drive down the price of these used EVs. There is $4,000 on the hood now of the cars. You've got Hertz introducing these vehicles into the used market at rapid pace. I even saw Alex Lawrence last week talking about some of the vehicles on his lot, like a Cadillac that was, I think, priced less than $30,000 because of price incentives and price volatility. So the used EV market is really shaping up for franchise dealers who are paying attention to go after what's possibly just a new market segment.
That's right. The thing that always blows my mind is, yes, there's always new things coming out market-wise, but the people that go after that and are committed and dedicated to it, regardless of what area they're in or what type of product it is, those are the big winners. So that's why you're going to see people like Alex Lawrence or John Foley in the used side of it that are really going after it. They're putting all the power and effort behind that, and they have the right people in place to do that. They're going to be some big winners, I think, in the used EV market just because of all these incentives and cash in the hood that you're seeing.
Yep. Yeah, I would say that it's important to think about this as an opportunistic segment, right?
Bingo.
There was a couple quotes in the article from some dealers just saying, hey, look, what would I be as a dealer if I looked at every EV as like, I don't really want that. Or I can't put an appraisal on it because I'm unsure of the market volatility and the value of it. I think the savvy dealers that really start to understand this market and even start to employ and train employees specifically toward the used EV market going to see a significant advantage because you've got cost opportunity that you haven't had in the past because of the downturn in the pricing as well as the what's on the hood. And speaking of downturn in used and EV pricing,
stop. Segway time.
Ooh, hot segue. Look at that.
Hot segue on to the new car side. Rivian has now reduced prices on its R1T pickup and R1S crossover base models by $3,100, aligning with federal tax incentives and introducing a new battery option to stimulate sales. There is this new battery option, which is called the Standard Plus battery option, and offers an additional 45 miles of range at previous prices, highlighting the company's response to consumer demand for greater value and range. Carl Brauernen, executive analyst at IC Cars, said, like every electric vehicle producer with a U.S. presence, Rivian has to reconcile past expectations with current market realities. A little shifting going on, Jordan.
Lots of shifting. Look at that.
It's like, we're just going to drop the price, give you some more for the price, and then you're going to buy them, right? It's wild to me. And not just that, I think actually someone on LinkedIn, I can't remember who, it might have been Steve Greenfield because he's always thinking of the way these things work together, but was just saying, if you would ascribe rebates to these new EV OEMs as opposed to just changing the price, right, which they can do because they don't have MSRPs on dealer lots or anything like that. They don't have Maroney labels on there. So the difference between like changing the price versus rebate, these vehicles would all have like 25% discounted rebates over the last 25 to 30%. So the discounts are surely there, and they understand that the consumer demand for range and pricing is like the ultimate in getting these vehicles sold.
Yeah, that's right. And it's funny when you drop prices like that, obviously in the new market, because that does affect the used car market.
Right.
We saw that big time with Tesla, like let's say 5-6 months ago. And it's always interesting where they could just make those changes overnight just like that. And it changes a ton in valuation across dealerships across the country. It blows my mind.
It does. But yeah, I mean, and to see like what you have to do as a dealership and as a used car manager to stay up with these pricing, even as a new car manager, to think like, what are my competitors doing? Used car pricing and dynamics is literally changing daily. Staying
That's
in
right.
your, whatever your screen is, your Max Digital, your V Auto, your VinQ, whatever that is, like making sure that you're managing to use cars daily, looking at market turn, looking at market day supply, understanding what the previous 7 and 11 day sales rates are, so that you can start to look at when is this vehicle going to sell, what's my best opportunity for profit, because like my boss always used to say, like first loss is best loss. So if you got to drop that price today, it's going to be a better loss than waiting 30 days to drop that price. Used car attention to used cars is at an all time high. So.
And that's where you find the good operators versus the ones that Absolutely. Are lazy and just not going after it. You're right.
Yep. Yep. Speaking of going after it.
Stop. Segway. Time.
Another good segue.
Yo, this crowd in San Francisco was full on going after it during a fireworks show during the Lunar New Year in San Francisco's Chinatown as they set a Waymo, a driverless EV, ablaze with a firework. The incident involved some smashing windows, with the car eventually engulfed in flames as someone threw a firework into the stopped vehicle. Waymo reported no injuries as the cars were not carrying passengers at the time, and the company is collaborating with local authorities to address the situation. Waymo spokesperson said this was a one-off event amidst concerns over increasing public hostility toward driverless cars, highlighted by recent accidents involving autonomous vehicles.
Wow.
Just, like, if you watch the video, it's like, I don't know, it's classic, like, America against the cars. I don't even know how to it's like, it's not even like people against people. It's like Rage Against the Cars, right? It's like some sci-fi Rage Against the Machines movie, you know? It's wild.
That's right. You would think you wouldn't see that in San Francisco, but that's one of the only places that Waymo operates, right?
Right. Yeah. Oh, man. Like, I mean, here's the thing. I'm not a Rage Against the Machines, Rage Against the Cars type of guy. Sure. So you would never see me do anything like this, but it does highlight, like, I think even in a place where you've got probably the most attraction to EVs, driverless, autonomous vehicles, you've got this like weird kind of feeling that, hey, that's just a machine and I don't have to respect it as I would human life, potentially.
Yeah.
It's just this weird dynamic that we just haven't approached in our, you know, in our society to this point.
First, they start with putting traffic cones on them, and now they're setting them on fire. That escalated very quickly.
Traffic cones and fire. Well, hey, our dealerships are not full of traffic cones and fire. They're full of real people doing real things in our communities every day. And we know that this retail industry is ready to go on a Monday because everything that we do is about so much more than cars.